In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名开始在这里证道。
This tonight I'd like to share with you a topic with you here. Do I not feel the heaven and the earth?
今天我想要用这个主题跟大家一起分享，就是我岂不充满天地吗？
This is what God says.
这是神说的话。
Please turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23.
请翻开耶利米书第二十九章。
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 23.
哦，对不起，耶利米书二十三章。
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 23 and 24.
耶利米书二十三章二十三节到二十四节。
Chapter 23, verse 23 and 24.
耶利米书二十三章二十三节二十四节。
Am I a God who is near, declared the Lord, and not a God far off? Can a man hide himself in a hiding place? So I do not see him, declared the Lord. Do I not feel the heavens and the earth, declared the Lord.
二十三节，神说：“我岂为近处的神呢？不也为远处的神吗？”二十四节，神说：“人岂能在隐秘处藏身，使我看不见他呢？”神说：“我岂不充满天地吗？”
We understand that God is an Almighty God.
我们知道神是全能的神。
And also, He knows everything.
他也是无所不知的神。
And also, He is everywhere.
他也是存在在所有的地方的神。
So he is the only one can have this almightiness.
他是唯一能够拥有这样全能的神。
Sometimes we think that God is quite far distant.
很多时候我们也许会觉得神好像是在很远的地方。
Maybe somewhere in the beyond in the universe.
也许是把它想成是在宇宙以外的地方。
But God himself says, am I a God who is near?
但是神这里说，他说：“我岂为近处的神呢？”
Now the 21st century, we know that God is within ourselves.
在这个二十一世代，我们知道神就在我们的心中。
Actually, God is very, very close to us.
神跟我们是非常亲近。
And so that's why we cannot hide any place.
所以我们没有办法隐藏在任何地方。
And between the man, we can hide it. So the other side cannot.Maybe find out ourselves.
在人与人之间，也许我们可以躲藏，所以让人找不到我们。
But in front of God, we cannot hide ourselves.
但是在神面前，我们没办法隐藏自己。
When Adam and Eve, when they commit sin against God.
当亚当和夏娃他们犯罪得罪神的时候
，They're trying to hide themselves from God, God's appearance.
他们也想从神的面前隐藏起来。
But God knows where they are.
但是神知道他们在哪。
Not only were they, but God knows their heart also.
不但如此，神也知道他们的心。
So God is very near, actually very close to us.
所以神实际上是非常近，而且是非常亲近我们。
God himself is in the field in heaven and earth, he says.
神是充满天地的。
What is the blessing is because God is always watching over us.
这是一个非常祝福的事，实际上是一个祝福，因为神随时随地的都在看顾我们。
Well, the Christian life is so blessed because God is His eyes watch over us.
我们基督徒的生活是非常有福气的，因为神随时随地都在看顾我们。
Whether we recognize Him, He watch over us, watching over us or not, He always near to us, watching over us.
不管我们知不知道他在看顾我们，他随时都在我们的身旁来看顾我们。
And we know that during the time of Old Testament, why Israelites are such a blessful nation in the history.
我们知道在旧约时代的时候，以色列民是一个非常受祝福的民族和国家。
Because his eyes always watch over them.
因为神的眼目一直都在看顾他们。
Let's look at the Deuteronomy chapter 11.
让我们看《生命记》的十一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 11.
生命记十一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 11 from verse 8, verse 12.
生命记十一章第八节到第十一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse from 8 to 12.
生命记11章第8节到第12节。
Verse 8. You shall therefore keep every commandment which I am commanding you today, so that you may be strong and go in and possess the land into which you are about to cross to possess it, so that you may prolong your days on the land which the Lord swore to your father to give to them and to their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. Verse 10.
第10节,
For the land in which you are entering to possess it, it is like a land of Egypt from which you came, where you used to sow your seed and water it with your foot, like a vegetable garden. Verse 11. But the land in which into which you are about to cross to possess it, a land of hills and valleys, and drinks water from the rain of heaven. Verse 12.
十二节.
A land for which the Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it, from the beginning even to the end of the year. This whole description is a. This is the message from the Moses.
这边是摩西所传讲的一个信息.
Because he cannot cross the promised land.
因为他没有办法进到应许之地.
So before he finished his task, and he delivered this message to his people.
所以当他完成他的工作的时候，他就把这个信息告诉他的百姓。
So I ask his people to listen to all the commandment of God and keep all these commandments.
所以他要求百姓要遵守所有的诫命。
So that they can acquire all this land that was given from God.
这样子他们就可以得到应许之地。
And chapter 11, verse 10 and verse 12, it sounds very the desirable land.
在第十节和第十二节这边提到的地是一个让人家非常想要的地。
This land is very different than they used to live in Egypt before their ancestor lived before.
这个地是跟他们以前他们的始祖住的埃及地是非常不一样的。
Actually, the land of Egypt is very good, very good land actually.
实际上，埃及它的土地是非常好的土地。
Called the land of Goshen is the located last portion of Nile River.
所谓哥山地就是在尼罗河最后的那一块地，那个三角洲。
So it's very very fertile land.
是一个非常肥沃的土地。It's
very very rich. We can say very rich land.
你可以说它是非常肥沃的土地。
So actually, this land is considered we compare this land of Egypt and the land of Canaan. I think as a man's point of view, the land of Goshen is way better than the land of Canaan.
所以，当我们在比较埃及的土地以及迦南的土地的时候， 人们以人的眼光来看，你可以说埃及的土地其实是比较好的。
This land is well cultivated before they get the gathering all the vegetables and all the fruits and all the supply of food come from their fertile land.
这个土地是非常肥沃的，所以可以在上面种植各样的五谷以及蔬菜。
And also, they don't have to worry about the lake of fresh water.
他们也不需要担心没有水源.
Because Nile River constantly supply their fresh water to their life.
因为尼罗河会不断的带来新的水源.
In a sense, physically, we can say flesh-wise, a land of Goshen in Egypt is much better actually.
所以如果以人的眼光，以物质的眼光来看的话，这个埃及的土地是比迦南地来的好。
So agriculture also the way they already developed this way a very well we can say developed this place.
并且我们也可以说，这个在这个地方农业是已经发展了。
One of the civilization was developed in these areas in Nile River.
因为这里已经有埃及的文明，所以它已经发展过了。
So already people know how to use the water and then using the land to make a produce a lot.
所以那里的人已经知道怎么样子来利用水，怎么样来利用土地，所以让它能够有丰收。
So we understand the life when they arrive in Egypt, the land supply plenty of food and provisions out of there.
所以我们可以想象，当他们在埃及的生活的时候，实际上那个土地是生产了很多的五谷以及蔬菜，来让他们吃。
That's why these people when they made a journey to the wilderness, right away they complained to God.Complained to Moses.
这就是为什么当以色列人离开埃及的时候，在旷野地，马上他们就开始来埋怨神。
The matter is not enough water and not enough food, which is a tasty food in their mouth.
所以他们常常在埋怨说他们没有水喝，他们没有食物吃。
It seems like it sounds like 10 and verse 11 here, the land of Canaan. It seems a very, very great land.The land is very good.
但在这十一节当中，可以看到说这里形容的迦南地是一个非常好的土地。
And compare the verse 10, this is the land of Egypt, and verse 11 is the land of Canaan.
在第十节所描述的是埃及的土地，在十一节所描述的是迦南的土地。
And verse 11 clearly tells this land is like a lot of hills and valleys.
这边提到迦南地是有山有谷。
And it seems like a place of mountains.
所以听起来好像是一个在山上的土地。
But this land is truly blessed by God.
但是这个土地却是神所祝福的土地。
It's not the land itself.
并不是这个土地本身。
Because God himself promised them that he will be, that his eyes will be with them.
因为这边神应许他们说，神要用他会眷顾他们。
Not only the certain time, but here mentioned that from the beginning even to the end of the year.
并不是只在某个特定的时间，在这边所说的是从岁首到年终，神的眼目时常看顾那。
Because God is His eyes always be with them, and this has become a true blessing.
因为神的眼目常常在看顾那里，所以这个土地就变成非常有福气的土地。
We Christians is a blessing because God is everywhere. God is with us.
我们基督徒是非常有福气的，因为我们随时随地都有神在眷顾我们。
And that's why we can say God is omnipresent. God, we can say, right? God is everywhere.
因为所以这样子我们可以说神是无所不在的神。
There's the second king in chapter 6. There's a story about Elisha.
在列王记下这边有提到以利沙的故事。
The king of Aram trying to attack kingdom of Samaria.
当亚兰王想要来攻打的时候。
But every time he trying to attack Israel.
当他想要来攻打以色列人的时候
already the enemy, which is the northern kingdom of this kingdom, they already know, so they know how to defend themselves.
因为北国这个以色列国已经知道说他们要来攻打，所以他们知道要怎么样子来抵挡。
So that this king of Aram think that they might have some spy within themselves.
所以这个亚兰王他就怀疑说是不是有什么奸细在里面。
At that time, there is one of a man can say because.Man of God, and the God is there.
但实际上不是这样子，因为实际上是有神的神人在帮助他们。
Let's look at the second King chapter 6.
让我们看列王记下的第七章。
Second King chapter 6 from verse 8.
对不起，列王记下的第六章第八节。
Second King chapter 6 from verse 8.
列王记下第六章第八节。
2 Kings chapter 6 from verse 8 to verse 13.
列王记下第六章八到十三节。
Now the king of Aram was warning against Israel, and he counseled with his servants, saying, In such and such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent word to the king of Israel, saying, Beware that you do not pass this place, for the Arameans are coming down there, And verse 10,
第十节,
And the king of Israel sent the place about which the man of God had told him, thus he warned him, so that he guarded himself there more than once or twice. Now the heart of the king of Aram was enraged over these things, and he called his servants and said to them, Will you tell me which of us is for the king of Israel? Verse 12.
12节,
and one of his servants says, No, my lord, O king, by Elijah, the prophet who is in Israel, tell the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom. So verse 13.
13节,
so he said, Go and see where he is, then I may send and take him. And it was told him, saying, Behold, he is the Dothaner. You can see the story here. This is the king of Aram. He's trying to attack Samaria. Yet every time he talk about this issue about the camping out and then to bring his army to attack, yet the king of Samaria knows already, so he will protect himself then.
你可以看得出来，在这边，亚兰王每次他要攻击的时候，以色列人就提早会知道。
Indeed, God is this is just a simple example that God is everywhere.
这就是一个很简单的一个例子，就是神随时随地都在帮助。
So this is a good Christian's attitude that we just always acknowledge Him wherever we go.
所以这是一个对我们基督徒的提醒，不管我们走到哪里，我们都有神在看顾。
So what is wisdom as a Christian and Proverbs chapter 3:6, in your way acknowledge Him.
所以在箴言的第三章第六节那里说到，不论在你走的路道路上面，你都要来认识他。
Sometimes we're suspicious. Sometimes we cannot trust that God is everywhere.
有的时候我们会怀疑，我们会不信任，说神是随时随地都在。But
Jeremiah chapter 23, God Himself says, He is filled in heavens and the earth.
但是在耶利米书23章这里，神自己说的，他是充满天地。I
think God is in His creations.
神是一个神，他存在在他自己的创造当中。
And God Himself says, He filled the heavens and earth.
在这里神自己说到，我岂不充满天地吗？
We understand Genesis chapter 1, God created the whole earth and whole universe.
在创世纪的第一章提到说，神创造整个宇宙。
This is a truly huge creation.
这是一个非常伟大的创造。
Many scientists are saying that they cannot clearly know how big this universe is.
很多的科学家都有在 承认说他们没有办法来猜测说这个宇宙到底有多大。
But they're only just saying they define as like a visible universe.
他们所能够来定义的只能是他们可以看得到的宇宙。
Size-wise, this visible universe is about it's so many zeros. So just have to think about it.
他这个科学家要来形容这个看得到的宇宙的话， yes. 它的大小是非常大，因为里面有很多的零。
14 billion light year size wise.
有一百四十一千四百亿。
14 times 10^9. This is quite hard to imagine anyway.
是14×10^9这么大，这是很难想象的一个很大的数字。
This is the dimensions of the visible universe.
这只是一个我们所能够看到的宇宙的一个猜测的大小。
God says He created all this universe.
神说他创造了所有的宇宙。
And even our galaxy, we cannot even reach to all the stars within our galaxy.
即使是在我们自己的银河系当中，我们都还没有办法达到那些星球上。
Scientists say our galaxy is 100,000 light years dimensions.
在科学家所来定义的是说，银河大概是有一千四百。
So it's quite big.
是一个很大的一个。
So when I went into the internet, I tried to look at this information. It's hard to conceive this size, actually. I just write down, but it's hard to understand, actually. Just as a number wise, I just tell you.
当我在网络上查这些资料的时候，虽然我看到这些资料，可是在我的想象当中，在我的观念当中，要去想象这是多么大的一个大小，我还是没办法想象。
We know the light, this speed is very fast.
因为他在讲银河的大小的时候是用光年来计算的，那我们知道光的速度非常快。
By 1 second, this light can the traveling about 7.5 circle of the earth, right? 7.5, something like that.
就一秒钟当中，光就可以绕行地球七次半。
So if roughly it's just like this. When you see the moon at night, if moon there is a light just light up, and then we can see by 1 second we can see that.
所以我们拿这个作为比方，就是你晚上在看月亮的时候，其实。从月亮发出来的光，你一秒钟之后会看到。
So that's the speed of light.
这就是光的速度。
So far, we in our technology, no one can beat this speed of light anyway.
现在以我们的科技来说，我们没有办法创造任何的东西可以跟这个光的速度来比较。
It's a huge. So we can say the dimension of this dimension of this visible universe itself is a huge.
所以我们可以看得出来，就是。光就这个看得到的宇宙来说，这个大小就是非常的非常大。
Even in our galaxies, it's full of stars in there.
即使是在我们的银河系当中，也是充满了大大小小的星球。
About 10 billion stars within our galaxies.
大概有1000亿的星球是在我们的银河系当中。
With such kind of a ten billion galaxy, have a 10 billion which is such amount of stars within one galaxy has a 10 billion galaxies within this universe.
所以在银河系当中，我们就已经有100亿的星球。然后你要想象在宇宙当中，我们会有将近100亿的像这样子的银河系。
I thought because this is creation of God.
这就是神的创造。
Because I'm not a scientist, I cannot explain very lively.
我并不是一个科学家，所以我们没办法很仔细的来形容这些东西。
But you can see when you go to the like in a national park sometimes, because when you go at night time, there's a dark night if you look at the sky.
但是当你去国家公园去旅游的时候，有时候在很晚的晚上，你看天上的星空。
There's full of stars actually.
你可以看到满天的星。
It's just like a cloud. It just covers the whole entire, you know, the all skies.
就好像是很多的云把整个的天空都盖住。
When God blessed Abraham to God blessed Abraham, ask Abraham to go out to see the stars. When God blessed Abraham at that time.
当神给亚伯拉罕祝福的时候，他叫他到外面去看星。
He mentioned that you cannot count the stars.
他提到说你没办法数算这些星。
And God talked to him said you cannot count this star, so your descendant will be like this.
神跟亚伯拉罕说你没办法数算这些星，你以后的后裔就会像这些星这么多。
Since truly his creation is a huge.
所以神的创造的确是非常伟大。
And also because he created us and this earth also.
他神也创造了我们以及这个地球。
This is a wonderful design of God.
这是神美好的创造。
And also God is there to show us he himself.
神也把自己显示在我们面前。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
让我们看罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1, verse 19 and verse 20.
罗马书第一章19节到20节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 19 and 20.
罗马书第一章19节到20节。
Because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. Verse 20.
20节.
For since Romans chapter 1, verse 19 and 20, now on to 20. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature has been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. Here, the verse 20 says, since the creation of the world, His invisible attribute, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen.
在20节这边提到说，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见。
Because we, your eyes, my eyesight, your eyesight, we're very limited.
因为我们，你我的眼睛都是有限的。
We only can see certain distance things.
我们只能看到某一个距离。
Since far then, we cannot see it.
如果再更远，我们就看不到。
And also, we cannot see the little too little things. We cannot see it.
而且我们也没有看，也没办法看到太小的东西。
Also, because our smell, also the ability of smell is very limited.
我们的嗅觉也是一样有限的。
So, because human natures, we are very limited nature actually.
实际上，人类是一个非常有限的一个东西。
But once we go out to the creations, it's amazing.
但是当我们看到神的创造的时候，我们会觉得非常奇妙。
Many animals they can smell even the tenth of miles away. They can smell from the distance.
有的动物可以闻到十里以外的东西。
And this is because God gave them this kind of ability, you can say.
因为神给他们这样的能力。
And also once you go into the water, it's this totally amazing world also in the God created there.
当你进到水里面的时候，你也可以看到神非常美妙的创造。
Such all different kind of colorful creatures, and also different way of design, also in the water.
你可以在水里看到很多色彩缤纷的生物，而且你也可以看到它们之间会有一些很特别的一些设计。
Once you go out to the natures, you can see God there.
当你到大自然当中的时候，你就可以看到神的存在。
God is everywhere.
神是存在在到处。
We cannot deny His existence.
我们不能否认他的存在。
Because wherever we go, so we can see His creation.
因为我们不管走到哪里，我们都可以看到他的创造。
So He Himself show to us His eternal power.
所以神显明在我们前面他的全能。
And that's because verse 20 says, since the creation of the world, His invisible attribute, His eternal power and divine nature has been clearly seen.
所以在二十节才会提到说，在创造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的。
If we denied His existence, if we denied His everywhere, then there's something wrong actually.
如果说我们否认他的创造，否认他的存在的话，就是做错了。
So I hope that we can clearly accept His existence. Also, He is everywhere.
所以我希望我们每个人都可以很明确的来接受神的存在，并且知道他是无所不在。
Let's look at Psalm chapter 139.
让我们看诗篇第九篇。
Psalm chapter 139 from verse 7. Psalm chapter 139. Psalms 139.
诗篇一百三十九篇，对不起。
Psalm 139 verse 7 to 10。
诗篇一百三十九篇。
Psalm 139 verse 7 to 10。
第七节到第十节。
Where can I go from thy spirit, or where can I flee from thy presence? If I ascend to heaven,Thou art there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, Thou art there. Verse 9.
第九节。
If I take the wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea. Verse 10.
第十节。
Even there thy hands will lead me, and thy right hand will lay hold of me. And this is David. He wrote this psalm.
这是大卫的诗。
He mentioned about the God is everywhere.
这边提到神是无所不在。
I think God loves him so much because he understands that God is everywhere.
我想神非常喜欢大卫，因为他让他知道，神是无所不在。
Especially now, we are more clearly understand his existence to be everywhere because we receive the Holy Spirit.
我们现在更应该要知道神是到充满了天地，因为我们现在有圣灵。
When since Jesus he ascended to heaven after he resurrected from the dead.
当耶稣复活升天以后。
And he sent us the Holy Spirit.
他就降下圣灵。
And he dwelling with us continually.
这个圣灵就常住在我们当中。
He never depart from us.
从来不离开我们。
Not only he himself in the nature.
所以神不只是在大自然当中存在。
But he is within us.
神也存在在我们当中。
So he can stay with us to guide us.
所以他可以藏在我们旁边来引导我们。
So his omnipresence is within us with the Holy Spirit.
所以神他的存在在我们心中就是借由圣灵。
And that's not the book of John chapter 14.
让我们看约翰福音第十四章。
John chapter 14,
约翰福音十四章
verse 16 to 18.
约翰福音十四章十六节到第十八节。
John chapter 14, verse 16 to 18.
约翰福音十四章十六到十八节。
And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of the truth. Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive.Because it does not behold him or know him. But you know him because he abides with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. But Jesus mentioned about the coming of this Holy Spirit.
在这里耶稣提到了圣灵会降下。
This time before he had to be glorified.
这时候他要得荣耀。
So he using the tense of the future tense.
所以他这里所用的语法都是未来式。
Because the spirit, the spirit of God, and the not yet to come down.
因为这个神的灵还没有降下。
But this spirit come, then he will stay with them forever. He says.
但是这里所提到，当他圣灵降下的时候，他要常与你们同在。
But then the world cannot receive.
但是这个是世人不能接受。
This is only can say again, those chosen one, those who got chosen by God to bring them into His church, they receive the Holy Spirit.
只有那些被神所拣选并且带到他教会的人，才能够来领受这个圣灵。
So that he himself in his spirit can stay with us forever.
所以他的灵能够与我们同在。
So wherever we go, God himself with us always.
所以不论我们走到哪里，神的灵都与我们同在。
This is the blessing of God.
这是神给我们的祝福。
You can think about the book of Acts. There's when Stephen he preached the gospel.
所以你可以在使徒行传看到斯提凡当他在传福音的时候。
When he preached the move by the Holy Spirit.
当他在传福音的时候，
He boldly preached the gospel.
他被圣灵感动，他就可以放胆的讲道。
But people doesn't want to listen to his messages.
但是世上人不愿意听他的信息。
They're trying to stone him.
所以他们就用石头把他打死。
But that time the only one can see the glory of God is the Stephen himself.
那时候只有一个人可以看到神的荣耀，就是斯提凡本人。
The Spirit of God with him, open his eyes can let him his eyes open can see the glory of God.
因为神的灵在斯提凡里面，所以他可以眼睛被打开，他就可以看到神的荣耀。
While he was dying,
当他要死的时候
，But his mind is in within the spirit can see the glory of God.
但是在他的灵在因为这个灵在他里面，所以他可以看到神的荣耀。
So、he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to respond with his own flesh flesh emotions.
所以他并没有用他肉体的情绪来反应。
Because Spirit of God bring him up to the spiritual dimensions.
因为神的灵把他提升到一个属灵的境界。
And secure and ensure him.
让他有一个非常确认的一个非常安稳的一个确信。
And also throughout the book of Acts, we can see the Holy Spirit work with all these workers and all his saints.
在整个使徒行传当中，我们都可以看到圣灵的工作，圣灵跟着这些使徒以及圣徒。
And especially we know the Apostle Paul he worked for the Gentile.
尤其是我们可以看到保罗在 外邦人当中工作。
He have gone through a lot of persecutions, a lot of suffering.
他经历了很多的逼迫，经历了很多苦难。
Yet each moment, the Spirit of God encourage him and also to assure him for the God's with him.
但是每一次在这些患难当中，神的灵都与他同在，并且跟他非常的确信。他的得救。
When he was as a prison, he was sent to the Rome.
当他被送到罗马，他当他在监狱里面的时候。
Acts chapter 27, they met the very big storms.
在二十七章《使徒行传》二十七章那边提到说。
At that time also, the Spirit of God in the night time, the man of God show up to him to encourage him.
在这里他们遇到了大风浪而神的使者出现然后来安慰保罗。
So it is a blessing the Spirit of God within us, the God himself that dwell with us, never depart from us.
所以这是神所赐给我们的一个安慰一个保惠师神的灵与我们同在不会离弃我们。
This is a little different than God is everywhere in the universe.
这跟我们刚才所提到说神是充满着整个宇宙有一点不同。
But those who receive the Holy Spirit, there's a chosen one.
因为那些能够领受圣灵的人是神所拣选的人。
The Spirit of God specially dwell with us.
神的灵特别的常住在我们的心中。
This is a very different blessing.
这是一个非常特殊的祝福。
If you look at the Old Testament, Book of Genesis,
如果我们看到旧约的创世纪
，God promised to Isaac, God promised to Jacob, God promised to the Abraham.
当神对亚伯拉罕、对以撒、对雅各做应许的时候
，I will be with you. That's the promise of God.
神说我会与你同在，这是神的应许。
And we are so special.
而我们是非常特别的
，because we receive the Holy Spirit，
因为我们得到了圣灵
，and also He assure us I'll be with He will be with us，
所以他也给我们这样的应许，说他会与我们同在。
This is a special blessing we can say。
我们可以说这是一个非常特别的祝福。
Maybe sometimes in our life we encounter difficult times， or sometimes we have under the great stress in our daily issues。
也许有时候我们会在我们的生活当中遇到一些困难，或者我们在很大的压力之下。
But why we don't have to be discouraged?
但是我们为什么可以不上胆呢
？Because we are specially chosen by God.
因为我们是神特别的拣选。
He specially anointed us with His Holy Spirit.
他用他的圣灵浇灌了我们。
A special assurance to give it to us. I'll be with you.
所以他给了我们一个很特别的。确认的东西就是他会与我们同在。
Not only in the universe, in the nature, but within us, He Himself.
所以他的神不只是存在在宇宙当中，而且他特别存在在我们里面。
If you look at the Daniel and his three friends.
所以当我们看到但以理和他三个朋友
，These people really fearing God in their life.
他们在他们的生活当中的确是敬畏神的。
They have gone through the many difficulties and a lot of challenges, actually.
他们经历了很多的困难，以及挑战。
Yet God protect them.
但是神保护他们。
Because God was with them.
因为神与他们同在。
When Daniel was cast into the lion's den.
当但以理被丢在狮子坑里面。
Even the king himself cannot do anything. Because this is the law already proved. So even king cannot help him and protect him.
即便是这个王都没有办法来帮助但以理，因为法律已经这样规定了。
Only king says your God can protect you.
所以王这样说，只有你的神能够保护你。
But let him has to be cast into the lion's den.
然后就让他丢入了狮子坑里面。
We know the king of Babylon is a great power.
我们知道巴比伦王是一个非常有权柄的人。
I think most powerful man at that time.
他应该是那个年代最有权威的人。
But even he cannot help him that time.
但是即便是他都没有办法做任何的帮
忙。So he only allowed him to cast into the lion's den.
所以他只能让但以理被丢入狮子坑里。
But through the overnight, he himself the protected by God.
但是就在狮子坑的那一个晚上，是神亲自来保护但以理。
Lion cannot eat him up.
狮子没办法吃。
Because God just got to protect Daniel. Because God is with him. When Daniel's three friends also, they're quite cast into the furnace.
当但以理的三个朋友被丢入火炉当中的时候,
they're supposed to be burned to death when they cast into the furnace.
当他们被丢入火炉当中的时候, 他们应该会被烧死。
But that time King said there's a three person to be a four person.
但是那个王他看到的是, 火炉当中本来有三个人, 后来变四个人。
One to be like a man is man of God.
他看到的是第四个人好像是神的人。
Even in the furnace, God was with them.
即使是在火炉当中,
Indeed, God is everywhere.
这是确实的,
Maybe in your life there are some difficulties or some kind of trouble and problems.
也许在你的生活当中有一些困难。
Do not be discouraged.
不要因此丧胆。
Do not withdraw your face out of God.
不要, 失去你的信心。
Whenever you have a problem in your life, maybe that's the time God wants to show you that I'll be with you. Maybe He wants to prove that He Himself to show to you to strengthen your faith. So that we Christians, especially chosen by God,
that
we don't have to worry about our life. Because God is with us. Not only in the universe. Because God Himself with us within our, in His Spirit come to us in our heart. Surely He will watch over us. Surely He can comfort us. Surely He will protect us. I hope that we can trust Him. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 13.
让我们翻开希伯来书的13章。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5.
希伯来书13章第8节,第5节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, the last portion I'd like to read out for you, that He Himself has said, I will never depart you, and nor will I ever forsake you.
希伯来书13章第5节，因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
I hope that we can trust this word. He will never depart us.
我相信我们都可以，都有这样的相信，就是他不会撇下我们，不会丢弃我们。
Nor will he ever forsake us.
他也不会丢弃我们。
Because he is the true God. He's everywhere. Especially he's within us.
因为他是一个真神，他是充满天地的真神，也是与我们同在的真神。Let
us sing him.
让我们一起唱诗。
391.
赞美诗391首。
Send to save me from danger.
friends are gone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No, never alone. No, never alone. He promised never to leave me.
I like this verse, book of Jeremiah, chapter 23. These two verses, because we have opened this verse many times. God is near of us.
神是一个近处的神.
And God is a field of heavens and earth.
神充满天地.
Not only that He is within us nowadays.
他现在也存在在我们当中。
During the Old Testament time, that there's no such kind of blessing that we have nowadays.
在旧约时代并没有像我们现在的这样的祝福。
Even during the time of Jesus, He used the words will, which is the future tense. Because Spirit of the Holy Spirit not came down yet at that time.
即使是在耶稣的时代，他用的也是未来式，因为那时候圣灵还没有降下。
But now with such a blessing because we receive the Holy Spirit.
但是我们现在是这么的受祝福，因为我们得到了降下的圣灵。
Jesus Himself, God Himself dwelling with us.
耶稣也是神本身是存在在我们当中。
This is the true blessing.
这就是一个很真实的一个祝福。
This is a true assurance to us, I'll be with you.
这是对我们来说是一个非常确切的，神要与我们同在。
We'll never be discouraged, no matter what happened in this world.
不管这世上发生了什么，我们都不应该上当。
We never withdraw our heart from God.
我们从来不要在神面前把我们的失去我们的信心。
We know the Satan out there always looking for hope to destroy our faith.
我们知道撒旦在找任何的机会来摧毁我们的信心。
We have to stay within His love and His care.
我们必须要保守在神的爱当中，保守在神的保护当中。
So always we have to encourage by Him.
所以我们必须要得到神的。
So that we can secure our journey to the kingdom of God with Him.
所以我们可以在跑向天国的道路上面。
And we read Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, that He will never depart from us.
我们刚刚读到希伯来书13章第5节说，他不会丢弃我们。
He will never forsake us.
他不会撇下我们。
He is trustworthy.
他是可以值得信赖的。
Let us trust Him for the rest of our life.
让我们在我们的余生当中也要信任他。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.
让我们一起跪下来祷告。